Welcome to another episode of the Supreme Holistic Fitness Podcast, where you learn about a holistic approach to health and well-being. I'm your host, Keon Taylor. Today, I'll be talking about Mythbusters versus the fitness industry, and we'll be debunking common fitness myths. Myth number one, spot training is the key to sculpting specific muscles. Now, we've all seen them, the infomercials promising washboard abs in just minutes with some new piece of equipment that just came out on the market. The truth is, spot training, focusing exercises on isolated muscle groups is a myth. And while it may have some place in a rehabilitation program after an injury, while it can help strengthen a specific area to a limited degree, true muscle definition comes from a combination of factors. This would include, of course, your overall body fat percentage. And this plays a major, major role in how visible your muscles are. If your body fat percentage is too high, you will not see much definition. Secondly, building strength across multiple muscle groups creates a more balanced and aesthetically pleasing physique. Alright, so let's think about it this way. If you want to sculpt toned arms, endless bicep curls might seem the answer. It's simple and it's easy to do. However, exercise like rows, which work your back muscles alongside your biceps, will not only strengthen your arm, but it will also improve your posture and core stability. This will lead to a more defined and functional upper body. So here's what. Let's reduce the amount of spot training you do. Let's reduce that type of mentality that doing 1,000 crunches, doing 50 bicep curls every day is the key. But let's prioritize compound exercises that work multiple joints and muscle groups at once, like squats, lunges, and rows, push-ups, bench press. These are what you call compound exercises. These exercises will torch more calories, engage your core for stability, and lead to a more sculpted overall physique. So the second myth, no pain, no gain. I'm sure we've heard that saying many times, maybe in a movie, maybe for motivation. And while this is familiar, especially to people who may be in the gym, might be pushing themselves after a break as well, when you push yourself to the absolute limit during every workout, while it seems as though you're getting a lot done and you will see a breakthrough in terms of your fitness goal, it sometimes can lead to injuries and hinder your progress in the long run. Listen to your body. There is a difference between pushing yourself to achieve that extra rep and pushing through pain. So let's embrace a healthy level of discomfort during workout. You know, that burning sensation in your muscles, it's a sign they're working hard and getting stronger. But if something feels sharp or wrong, stop immediately and maybe seek out some help. Maybe schedule a doctor's appointment. You need to see what is going on. Remember, consistency is key to achieving your fitness goals, and it's always better to have a sustainable workout routine you can stick with, gradually increasing the intensity and duration as you get stronger, than one that leaves you sidelined with injury. So consistency is the goal versus intense. And being injured and down for a long period of time. So this approach will not only help you reach your goals, but also get to enjoy the process of getting there. Myth number 3. Cardio is the only way to burn fat. Let's face it. Cardio has earned a reputation as a fantastic tool for losing weight. So, for example, somebody gonna eat a piece of cake, I'm gonna run it out later. Now, cardio does have its benefits. It strengthens your heart, improves lung capacity, and helps you burn calories during the actual workout. However, it's not the sole fat burning champion. It's not what you should be doing only. Strength training, as I've mentioned before, complex compound exercises, in addition to some isolation exercises, would play a crucial role too. Because you see, muscle burns more calories at rest than fat. It does. So, building muscle can actually boost your metabolism and help you burn more calories throughout the day, even when you're not actively exercising. This is known as the afterburn effect. So you want to aim for a balanced approach. You want to include both cardio and strength training in your routine for optimal fat burning and overall fitness, because the aim, you should aim at least for roughly 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardio or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity cardio week. And that's usually what is recommended by health organizations. And once you combine this with strength training exercises that target all major muscle groups 2 to 3 times a week, this will not only help you burn fat and sculpt your physique, but it will also improve your strength, stamina, overall health. Myth number 4. Stretching before a workout prevents injury. Now, I would say this one's a bit of a gray area, and advice usually evolves over time. So when you have static stretches, that's where you hold a position for a long time. In other words, let's say you're stretching your quadricep muscle and you hold it for 15 seconds. It might not be the best pre-workout routine, especially if you haven't properly warmed up your muscle, because your muscles might be cold and stiff, and static stretches in this state can actually decrease performance and increase the risk of injury. Instead, focus on dynamic warm that gets your blood flowing and prepares your muscle for movement. So this could take about 5 to 10 minutes and gradually increase your heart rate and body temperature. So think light cardio, like jumping jacks, arm circles, or leg swings. This will help to loosen joints, improve blood flow to your muscles, and prepare them for the demands of your workout. So one of the exercises I love to do as it relates to dynamic warm-up would be arm swings. You loosen, you know, your arms, your shoulder joints, and it prepares you for what is ahead. Now, as it relates to static stretching, which we all know, you should save those for after your workout when your muscles are warm and loose, and holding these stretches for 15 seconds will help to improve your flexibility and range of motion, which can benefit your overall fitness and reduce your risk of injury in the long run. So, now that I've given these popular myths, you want to work on achieving consistency with your nutrition, because that's the key to successful weight loss. And once you implement these, you know, these action steps as it relates to overcoming these myths, you can overcome challenges, stay focused on goals, and make sustainable changes to your lifestyle. Remember, progress takes time. So Be patient with yourself and celebrate every step forward. With dedication and perseverance, you'll soon see the results you desire. So keep up the great work. And three quick tips before you go. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a review. And if you'd like to be part of a growing community, you can find me on Facebook and follow me on Instagram at Keon Taylor. My goal is to help transform you into a changed mindset, good nutrition, and effective exercises. Talk to you soon.